Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr, and it's so happy to be with you today. We are doing our lovely fun drive here at KPFK, and there's a couple of things that I want to tell you about. First of all, for all new announcements that are coming up for the Aware Show, go to my website, which is theawareshow.com. I have a lot of great programs on there that are coming up, and you can check all that out. A lot of video interviews. So if you like listening to my shows on the radio, you can also listen or watch them and your favorite guests on video through the different shows that I do. And all that can be found at theawareshow.com. So, look, is anybody right now experiencing big transformational change, huge things that are changing and rocking and you're having to adjust and adapt to? Or is everything just great and all coming up roses and life's just terrific? So if you're in the category of the change, and if the earth tends to be shaking beneath you, my guest today is going to help us with this and help shed a little bit of light on this situation. She works with people mostly from the Native American perspective, and she helps people find emotional wisdom through a simple language that describes the quality of water, air, earth, and fire. Her name is Deborah Silverman, and I'm really happy to have her here with me in studio.
Thank you.
So you live in Kauai, and we happen to get you here in this really warm studio right now.
It feels like a Kauai in here. I live half-time in Kauai and in Colorado, literally right down the middle.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect.
Mountains and ocean.
Balance there. So tell me a little bit about how you came into this information and the knowledge that you have.
So I have training as a psychologist. I was trained to become a clinical psychologist working in Los Angeles. I went to school here, and I got my master's degree way back when. And at the same time, I was studying astrology from when I was really young. So I began to understand why are people so quirky and how to understand their personality types, which brought us to the four elements. That's my simple version. But my love is to help people fall in love with themselves because people are so judgmental.
Disconnected from self, yes. But how do we learn to fall in love with these qualities that don't usually measure up?
Well, it's that whole measure up still. Well, if you stop measuring up and you just let yourself be authentic and you identify what your person, that's what astrology is so masterful about. It gives you a description. You go, oh, that's why I talk all the time, said the air sign. Or, oh, that's why I clean all the time, said the earth person. And suddenly there's acceptance. That's really the distinction.
And how do we know that we're a fire, air, water, earth
person? You have to read my book. It's not just your sun sign. Because what happens with your sun sign is you find out what your birth date is. But the book, which is called The Missing Element, and it's just on Amazon, but it hasn't come out yet. It's available on Barnes & Noble, so you can get it there. But The Missing Element is a test in the book where you figure out what the missing element is, which part of your personality is strong, and you take a little test and you read that chapter, and which is the low element. It's like four wheels in a car. So if one of the water, air, earth, and fire, if one's low, the car can't move. So I help people figure out what is preventing them from getting off the couch or losing weight or finding out how to fall in love. Because somewhere you're sabotaging and you don't even know how you're doing it, and I can put words to it, and then I start fires. I put little fires under people's chairs, and they finally find themselves all excited.
Well, explain that. Give us an example of something like that.
Okay, so a client comes to me, and this is a great example, a student of mine that just took the course. I'm teaching. And she called the first course, and she was really shy in the group and didn't want to talk. And I looked at her chart, and I was like, wait a minute. She had all this fire under the system. But she'd been gaining so much weight, and she hadn't been really motivated. And I said, excuse me, there's fire in this chart. Your homework is you're going to go promise me for the next week, twice a week, do some workouts. And she did. And the next thing you know, now it's about 3 months later, she's lost 20 pounds. all I had to do was start the truth was, and used to be when she was a kid, she was super athletic. But you know how life is. We get so sedentary. We get so caught in complacency. Mm-hmm. So I came and started the fire by simply saying the truth. I'm just telling the truth. That's what I tell people. They pay me big bucks to tell the truth.
You see the truth through the charts?
Through these ancient tools called astrology. That's where the elders, it really works. I never believed in it. I came as a skeptic. I was like, really? Why would the stars work? But it's been so consistent now, almost 40 years of doing this, that in every single case, people hang up the phone. They're like, she knew me better than my mom.
Right. So the stars, the charts tell you. So does somebody need to give you their their birth date? Or
they need their birth date, time, and place. I can do it without the time, but just their birth date gives me a whole bunch of information. And then I execute a chart, and then they call me on the phone. And within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, they're like, how did that just happen? I'm known to be a little blunt. You know, I say things. I say things that people don't want to say, and then they're like, thank you so much. Like, you have to get off the couch already, or you need to stop talking, or you need to start talking. But everyone has a particular spot where they're really reluctant, and with a little encouragement, the whole system changes.
Can they hear you if they really are stuck in that being?
Well, I tickle them. I mean, the thing that's astrology that's so amazing is the beginning of the session, they're so wowed because I can point to the exact dates when major events happen. So they go into rapport with me. This is my magic. I'm telling you on the radio, my magic formula. I go into rapport by being so accurate that the first 10 minutes are like, how did you get me? And then I go in and I say, now we're going to change this movie. So they trust me, and then they really follow up.
Well, let's back into this a little bit. Maybe we can understand what the fire, air, earth, and water elements are by describing the characteristics of each.
Okay.
So what would the characteristics of someone who's a fire be?
They're super excited, and they're animated, and they're loud, and they eat too much, and they party too loud, and they sit in front of people and tell them all what to do, and they're kind of bossy. Or they're depressed, and they're sitting on their energy, and they're not working out. But the right use of fire is enthusiasm, excitement, loud, blunt, honest, and they don't hold back. A party waiting to happen.
So their shadow or their side, that if they're not expressing their fullest expression of themselves, could be the absolute opposite.
Exactly. They get stifled. They get heavy. They get find themselves negative, and they're mean.
And they would find that healed if they were to take on the opposite of their characteristics.
Exactly.
Right?
Go back to the light and leave the shadow. You got it.
So do something that you don't usually do.
Bingo.
So if I'm a talker and I talk all the time, being quiet would be my medicine.
Exactly.
Okay.
That was good.
Oh, I'm getting it. I'm trying, though.
Pretty smart. Go, keep going.
All right. Fire. I mean, that earth. What would be?
So earth people by nature are really organized and steady, and they have an ability to manifest and make things happen. They're really good at being able to take their words and put them into action. But they get fastidious, and they get all caught in details and money, and they start – you can't relate to this. And they start putting the fork in the right place, and you're like, what's wrong with you? They can't leave the house without the bed being made, and they get so caught in the detail – she's laughing – that they can't find freedom. So they become a little OCD, and they lose their spontaneity, and they get a little boring at their worst.
And the antidote for that is?
Just to be able to giggle, just what you're doing, to find the humor in it, to turn your observer on and go, wow, why do I care so much about that? And their job is to either clean up the closet and leave it clean or mess it up. Sometimes I tell earth people, you're going to leave the house and you're going to leave the dishes in the sink. They're like, no, I can't. Like, yes, you're going to learn how to let it be okay.
I couldn't leave without doing the dishes today.
Is that why you just ran in the nick of time?
No, there was a lot of traffic. Okay, let's talk about air.
So, and this is definitely you. Air is the communicator, and they put words to things, and they have an incredible airheads, and they forget where they're going, and they leave things behind, and they're social, and they talk in the computers, and they play on Facebook, and they're the incredible communicators, but they can forget where they were going, what their name is, and what their husband's name is, and what his birthday is. Like, oopsie. So they can be a little airy. And the medicine for that is to talk out of your heart, not out of your head. Like, to learn to use your words from an emotional source rather than the mental, because they talk all day, they talk about nothing. That's the worst of air. They just keep on talking.
Uh-huh.
We know those people.
That's interesting. And that also, they maybe could surround themselves with someone else who is a little the opposite. Like, what?
Totally. That's how it
works. With
yeah.
the other.
Well, so when an air person's in a relationship with a water person, which we'll get to, or let's say an earth person. So the air person changes their plans easily, and they love when things go off. Earth people say, no, you said 2 o'clock, you're here at 2 o'clock. So then when they're in a relationship, it becomes challenging. They come to see me, and I'm going, listen, you can't tell the air person to go clean the house, but you can't tell the earth person to come late. So we've got to figure out how we're going to dance with each other and accept what is acceptable and what isn't. That's the dance of relationship.
I see. So understanding your characteristics, but then also balancing out with the differences is important.
Really important.
Okay. And
water.
Thank you.
They're the mushy ones. They're the emotional ones. They're the reclusive ones. They want quiet. They want to meditate. They want to have soft music on. They want to play video games. They want you to leave them alone. And they love to be creative. They're doing art. They're cooking. They're baking. They're staying in their house. They don't want to come out of the house. And they're extremely intuitive. So their gift is being able to be downloaded when you're not around. But they don't like people. And they don't want to go to the party. And they don't want you talking at them. So the medicine for them is, uh-oh, you're going to have to learn how to get yourself out and reach and stretch and let somebody come close without being so picky. Water people always go, I don't like people. I'm like, what are you? Oh, you're a person too? But they have this real judgment around people because it hurts their feelings. They like animals.
Oh, yes. Okay, so yes, I can totally see that type of person. I know that type of person. So what would the balance be for them?
For them, they need to learn how to stretch out and be willing to accept that they can have faith and they can meditate. They're healers. They don't want to heal because they don't want to be around people. But their gift is healing, so they've got to cut back to their faith. They have to find their spirituality to come back out again.
Now, so you can pretty quickly discover what somebody's situation is and how to
remedy it. I love what you said, medicine. That's the elders. You find somebody's issue and you give them medicine. If they do what I tell them to do, it really works. And I've had such great reviews because people, it's simple. It's practical.
So how could something, what you're talking about, change someone's financial situation, so to speak?
So exactly. So let's say they're not using their fire. So they're not drawing. They're not magnetic. They're not radiant. They're not being able to go out in the world. So I would say you have to go sing. You got to turn music on. You got to go work out. You got to take your physical energy. Or if financially they're so caught in the details, then I say, you know what? Your job is to go spend money. Like you have to stop holding so tight and let's get some freedom going back to your own flow state. So it really is dependent on what their personality type is, but it's always adding a spice that they would never have thought of doing.
And if things go wrong, everyone deals with crisis differently. So we were talking about that at the beginning of the show, about when the ground shakes underneath you and you don't know what's happening. How do you suggest dealing with crisis? Is it different for every single person?
It's so funny you asked it. You definitely have a psychic thing going on, just so you know. I can so see it. That's what my whole process. My specialty is people in crisis. So what's the medicine? So for the water person, they really do have to know how to get out of their internal dialogue. Water people spend time alone, but they worry. So the medicine in crisis for water is calm. Like they have to be permission to drop and stop. The air person has got to talk. If an air person, but they've got to be really precise about who they're talking to and not overdo it and know how to be honest and use their words in crisis. Earth people have to feel control. If you don't give an earth person control in crisis, they will get crazy. Like they start getting all neurotic.
Yes.
So they need to be in control. You've got to say to them, listen, I'm going to give you the control knob. Here it is. And fire people really need to be able to move some energy. And it's okay to get angry. I don't know why people squish their nature because it doesn't work.
Well, if you get angry for just a short period of time, as long as if there's an injustice and you get angry and you let it out for a short period of time and
then
say your piece and so forth, then that's okay. Better than bringing it in, as long as nobody else gets hurt. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, the good news is that Deborah Silverman is donating her time for the fund drive here to KPFK. And she is donating 4 readings. These are 4 15-minute readings because she can get to the heart of an issue in a matter of minutes, really. Someone would need to give you their birth date and time, and you will have done their chart ahead of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll prepare.
Great.
It'll be recorded, and they'll get the recording.
Okay. Oh, that's great. And you'll be able to discover whether they're air, water, earth, or fire. And from a perspective of how does the psychology perspective that you have come into this and the mental health credentials that you have at Harvard and York, how does that all come into play?
It's really specific. In that 15 minutes, what happens is they give me their birth date, time, and place. I prepare the chart, and very quickly from a therapeutic level, I know exactly where to help them get back to where they need to be. So that's the psychological part. I can see their psyche by their chart. And because my nature is, because I've studied psychology, I can understand, oh, I know where your sabotager is coming. I know just what he's going to look like. So let's name him. Let's bring him out from behind the curtain. And let's become friends with him. Because otherwise, he's going to keep on snipping at you when you're not looking.
This would be great. Yesterday, we talked about this inner talk technology about getting rid of your inner saboteur. So you can have the reading with Deborah, and then you go listen to that, and then you're done.
You are healed. You're enlightened. You move to Hawaii, and you have a whole bunch of fun. Everybody's dream, right?
Yes,
One day on this planet, we're all going to be healthy and happy.
It is. All right, here's a phone number. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number four people are going to get the incredible. Now, if you're driving right now and you're listening to Deborah's voice and something is resonating with you and you're going, I am so tired of listening to airy fairy woo woo stuff. I think this lady can get to my issue. Call, because we only have four of these. 818-985-KPFK. I can tell that you get to issues quickly, that you aren't afraid to speak your mind.
What was your first clue? I used to have a radio show, and they would call when I was young as an astrologer, and they'd say, am I going to get married? And I'd say, are you in a relationship? And then they'd say, they would call, and it was a psychic thing. They would say, am I going to have money? And I'd say, do you have a job? I don't understand why people want psychic to give them, like, just be straight with me. I'll help you if you've got the relationship. But no, you're not getting married until we find you the relationship.
That is so true. All right. Here's the phone number, 818-985-KPFK. This is our fund drive here at KPFK. 100% of the proceeds go directly to the radio station, as you know. It's a $150 pledge, and Deborah Silverman is donating her time for this. Four of these will go, and Gina's going to check there in the volunteers to see when they all go. So if you can, pull over, and you get a moment, give us a call right now. If you're at work secretly listening, go on to kpfk.org, and you can get a reading. Get the pledge that way. All right, so... In the name of her book, by the way, is called The Missing Element. It's Deborah Silverman. And where do you get your joy from, your fun, your passion?
You know, I have – thank God I'm a Gemini. I think this whole thing is kind of a joke. I mean, I'm driving here in some Uber. I don't know where I am. I keep calling my assistant. I was like, I'm somewhere in North Hollywood. I'm going to – I don't know who this woman is. I find the whole experiment of this lifetime. I get on little airplanes, and they look like tubes. And the next thing I know, I'm in the air, and I'm sitting next to somebody, and I don't know who they are, and they're telling me their whole – I don't know. The thing's entertainment. I find entertainment at every turn.
You talk about being the observer.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That's exactly what I'm telling you about the source of joy. I think the source of joy, if we were in the angel and the angelic realm, or we were watching the humans, on one hand we'd cry because it's so painful here and it hurts my heart so much, and I could cry thinking about it. And on the other hand, I think it's so funny. There's a cosmic joke going on where we've taken ourselves, the gravity of the situation is so thick and fat. But somewhere I tell you, there's the guys that made this thing up, and they're going, sorry, do you guys still like us? Because it was a boo-boo of some sort. And now the gift that I find, the humor, is if I can find the humor in the boo-boo, like if I can turn you into a tickle machine, if somehow I can lighten the load, then I've done my job, because I don't think this place is very nice.
What do you mean by pain when you talk about that?
Are you kidding? You're not kidding. It hurts. It hurts to think that anyone's hungry right now. When I found the statistics of what's going on in Africa, mm-hmm. when I find out there's hungry people, I don't get it. It's over my head. Like, all we have to do is share. I'm making money right now because I've got the school that just started, and thousands of people have come in, and all I want to do, and that's what my best friend said, we're not letting you be in charge of the money. Because all I really want to do is give all my assistants raises, and I want everyone that I know to,
I hear you.
I don't understand. How do we put money under the bed and not feed someone down the street? That just hurts my heart. If I spend too much time there, I won't be talking to you. I want to go home and be a water person and go and stand like somewhere mm-hmm. in Hawaii and look at the rocks and eat popcorn and drink some funny drink
with
an umbrella in it and pretend we're having fun. No, I'm on a mission. My mission is to lighten the load and to help us say, be honest, that this planet is really hard. No one has to pretend. But what you can do is turn on your happy face in the name of the observer who's going, wow, we are in the wildest movie. And everyone you ever knew is here. There's 7 billion. Every single person's incarnated that you've ever known.
Everyone you've ever known is in your movie. Absolutely.
And they've incarnated right now to watch the end of this film.
If you do determine that they're in earth or water, can they change that? Or is that their...
That's the only free will you have. You don't have free will about the curly hair or the dark eyes or the wonderful personality. But what you can do is you can insert a new behavior. And honestly, okay. If you practice, like, I wasn't very good at water when we started this movie. I didn't understand. I would cry so hard and be so emotional that I would cut off. And I'd be this little Gemini cut off. I was so full of it. And I've learned the skill of authentically feeling my feelings. And now I can actually feel and be authentic and not be so full of it. That's what happens when you grow up.
I know.
I used to be so full of it.
Elder thing.
Yes. I'm almost 60. I'm turning the corner, and I'm finding this aging thing to be so much better than I ever imagined.
It is. You're so wise.
Exactly.
And you
spend less
time on things that don't matter anymore.
You guys, lighten up. Everybody listening to the show, I want to promise you that it gets better as you get older, and you have to insert a new behavior if you're stuck.
Okay. Here's the phone number. Call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. This is a $150 pledge to the station, and the money goes directly to KPFK to support public radio. And Deborah Silverman will be giving you, after you make sure you give the volunteer in the phone room your birth date, the full birth date, and if you can, the birth time, that would be great. And make sure that you also give them your credit card number, because the proceeds go directly to KPFK. Deborah's donating her time, so we can really do appreciate that, by the way. And she will spend time with you on the phone and do kind of what is an astrological reading, but it has to do with so much more than that. Now, do you find that most people these days are asking about business questions, relationship, finance?
Everybody wants to know about their heart. I mean, they start off with business, but everybody wants to know about relationship and how they're really. They also, this is a big question. What am I here for? That is the concept. Am I doing my purpose? Why am I here? And so you can get readings. This is a, we're doing this tonight, but if you want readings, you just write to Silverman Support at Gmail. That's my access to getting readings. If any of you are interested in doing a whole reading, go to my website. Do we tell them that?
Yes.
Deborah Silverman Astrology, D-E-B-R-A, Deborah Silverman. SilvermanAstrology.com,
okay.
And you click on readings, and there I will be to help you. And I'm teaching this crazy class where, like, honest to God, I can't believe how many people love astrology. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
From all over the world. They're coming in, and we're learning in six-week increments, one-hour week. I'm teaching them about the elements and how to look at their chart. Within 6 weeks, they get an actual understanding of their chart.
That is great. So their own individual chart.
That's all I teach. I figured out Dale Carnegie was right. If you use someone's name or their sun sign, they all look at you. So I figured out to make the class custom design with their only about them. They're studying them. Well, that's an interesting topic.
Yes.
Everybody's ego goes, me, me, pick me.
Well, it helps self-discovery.
Right. And my secret code is, no one knows, I'm aiming them towards their soul. They come in with their hungry little ego. Tell me you like me. And then before I know it, I'm saying, what's your real purpose here? And that's when we get them.
Do you find that people have fallen off their purpose more than...
You know what? Opposite. Most people don't know how much they're on, and they don't. But they feel that thing you asked about, the internal dialogue, the critic, not feeling good enough or pretty enough or rich enough. But actually, from spirit's point of view, you're doing so much better than you know.
Mm.
Honestly, I find it every single time. Sometimes my mom will call me and say, "What's my purpose?" And I'm like, "You have three kids, and you're asking." I think they signed you up for mom right now. Mm. And why are you asking me that question?
They signed you up for mom. Okay, have you noticed that there has been any significant shifts in energy since the beginning of the year?
Yes. Did you know that Saturn entered Sagittarius? We have a two, for all of you Geminis, Sag, Virgos, and Pisces, you're in a critical shift. So, yes. And look how much honesty, even with this election, we're Saturn's in Sag for the next 2.5 years, and we're in much better energy than we were the last 2.5 years when it was in Scorpio. We were in a very closed, kind of negative trap, and now it's like the truth's getting spoken, and people are jumping up and being honest. There's a definite shift of happiness. There's much more joy present, especially the last couple weeks.
What about those who are not those signs? And I know that Mercury just got out of retrograde, and I know it was in a Capricorn house, which I felt it more than I'd ever felt that before. But, of course, this is I'm in communication, so.
Yeah, but as a Capricorn, it's true. It was actually in Aquarius. It wasn't in a Capricorn
house. Oh, because
I love when people talk astrology. It was in a Capricorn house, which is right down the street from Mary, who lives around the corner from.
Wait, you know what? I do have a question for you, because I guess I'm an Aquarius in the Vedic system and a Capricorn in the Western. How does that relate?
There's two different systems, and it's really complicated. But the short answer is stick to whatever system you know, and any astrologer you trust will tell you their system. If it's Vedic, you're assigned before. It's because if the truth is, I hate to tell people this, but in the heavens right now, we think today, what's the date? It's February 4th, and the sun is supposed to be in Aquarius. But in reality, if you actually physically looked, the sun is 23 degrees behind. It's actually in Capricorn. But you don't tell people that the Vedic system is the authentic genuineness of where the sun is in the sky.
Oh.
And the Western system, it's altered. And so I tend to stay away from that conversation because it gets a little complicated. But the short answer is, just if you trust someone and they know what they're doing, you know when you meet someone. We all know when we meet someone. Like, I like you already. You meet someone, you go, why do I like her? Because she's real. And so whatever system they use, trust them.
Okay. And what resonates with you? Okay. So here is the phone number again, 818-985-KPFK. There are three left. Three people. Give us a call. It's a $150 donation to the station. Give the volunteers in the phone room your birth date, the full birth date. You don't have to give your birth time if you don't know it. You can figure that out later. But make sure you give them your birth date. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. That's 818-985-5735. And Deborah Silverman will give you a reading. Now, you can tell by how fast she speaks and how quickly she gets people and things that 15 minutes is going to give you so much information. And again, it's about donating to the station ultimately. So it's a way for you to keep this wonderful station afloat.
And if, you know, when I get into a good conversation, do I not hang up? You bet. I'll stay on the phone with you. So if you're really interesting, we're not going to, like, cut you off in the middle of your sentence. But a lot can happen in 15 minutes. People's lives can get changed. It's kind of shocking.
It's kind of great. Yeah. That's kind of great. And who's got more time anyway? So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. Keep the phone lines ringing. There's three left, and I'm sure one is going now. So you've got two more chances. These are going to go within the time that Deborah is on this phone. I mean, on the radio.
Oh,
I'm not letting you go until they all do go. Question, have you done any of the charts of our candidates?
I have.
Tell.
You know, I was so interested in Trump. He has the strangest thing on his chart. It's going to sound so funny. He has Uranus on his head. Uranus conjunct the sun. And it means that there's a very eccentric electrical energy that runs through him. He was born during a full moon. So the sun and moon were exactly opposite. His moon's in Sag, and he's as blunt and ridiculously honest. In his way, I don't judge him. I just look at him and go, Uranus is on your head. Like, he can't be, quote-unquote, normal. He's here to blow the cover of what we consider normal.
And it's such a bad joke you just made.
Which part? Uranus is on his head?
Yes. Is anybody else catching that, or is it just me? All right. Keep going.
And then we have our sweet Sanders, who's a Virgo and who's grounded and who's earth, and we love him. And then we have our Hillary, who's a Scorpio, who doesn't look real friendly. Like, you get the feeling that she's not the girl you want to go cuddle up with.
Quickly.
So Scorpio, obviously. But the real quality of mastery is being able to look from the observer's point of view at all these people and know that you have a choice to make right now as a collective. I'm sure hoping everyone's going to choose the nice guy. Do we have to say it? Not really. We don't say his name.
But we just encourage people
to think kindness.
Kindness.
Yeah. Who's doing kindness? Isn't that what the Dalai Lama's message is? His religion is kindness?
Is he running for president?
I'd vote for him. Wouldn't that be the coolest?
Yes. Wouldn't it be the compassionate president?
Do you know that he decided not to come back?
Oh, really?
He's not reincarnating in his next life. He's done. And he's a double water sign. He's so compassionate and so sensitive and meditates.
Yes.
He's our perfect example of water.
Yes.
It made me feel good just saying that.
I know. Do you ever look at why, so I don't know why I'm going to ask you this, but it's random. I think a lot about Wayne Dyer, who passed, and I think a lot about the fact that he left way too early, in my opinion, because he had so much left in him.
Yes.
Do you ever look at charts like that of people who have passed on and wondered what, you know, did they leave too early? Did they have more to complete?
See, what you learn from astrology is in no uncertain terms, your birth time, whether you're a C-section or whether you've been adopted, your birth time is completely accurate, and it was done with a divine design. Einstein said it best, God's not playing with dice. This is not random. And that's also true of our exiting. Now, sometimes, I won't swear, but stuff happens. I mean, every once in a while, there's a glitch. Like, what someone – but generally speaking, I can confidently tell you, in no uncertain terms, there is a design – and these spirits come and they go, and you have no idea what he's doing from the other side. And thank God we have.
I do, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very strong in my life.
That's so cool. Yeah. He's from Michigan like I am.
Wayne was?
I loved his story, yeah. I really loved him. Everybody loved him. So, yes, there is certainly.
I get this strange communication that, I don't know, it could be a grieving process, but that he had so, I looked at him before he passed, and he had so much life force in him.
It's true.
I do not understand.
Yeah. Well, you'll never understand.
Knowing him, you know, he still had a certain amount of his ego that was running the show. And he, you know, he still had
so much to give.
So much.
Yeah.
You know.
So your mind is in the picture right now and your heart is missing him. But you can't, the mind has no place in this planet. I hate to say that, but really it's our hearts.
Yeah.
And when they hurt. And then we try, that makes us sad. Yeah. Why do we have to deal with death anyway? It makes me want to cry.
I know.
You're the sweetest thing. She's just feeling love, everyone out there. This is such a beautiful show. I hope we're going to be friends. I'm going to keep talking because you know why? She's doing water right in front of me. I knew you were water. They care so much it hurts. That's what water people do. And air people talk so much they forget about their feelings.
Yeah.
And earth people start cleaning in the middle of the movie. And fire people are like, what do you mean it hurts? Get over it.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? The 911, the New York firemen people. What are they doing?
But this is in my book. It's so beautiful. In my book, there's four stories, and this is going to blow your mind. One story was the fireman. He gave me the rights to his story. He retired on September 10th, 2001. He spent 25 years as a lieutenant in the New York City's fire department. Literally left to fly to Hawaii, where I met him, looked out the window, and saw the World Trade Center on fire.
Oh, my God.
And that was the firehouse that the day before he had retired from.
Wow.
The plane lands.
Wow.
He drives back to New York. And everyone in his unit was dead, including the guy that took his job the day before. So he then gave me the story. And it's the water story. It's funny you're doing water in front of us. And his whole message was, how do I forgive the unforgivable? How do I look back at them and be able? And he did. And he became a yoga teacher. And instead of living in Hawaii, he became a, because
back to New York.
And he, now he lives actually across the world, but he's teaching yoga. And that was such a funny thing that your eyes got so welled up.
Yeah.
And it was water you asked about. He's a fireman, but he was a water sign, and he learned how to forgive the unforgivable. And that's the essence of water.
A fireman who has a water sign is a good person.
Isn't that funny?
So that's an example of how you're on purpose
exactly.
when you do something. Yeah.
And how about retiring the day before 9/11, like the day before?
What a story.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody waking up to their purpose in life.
Exactly. And handing it to me to be able to share with you.
Yeah. And he got to the place of forgiveness and teaching and simplifying. Wow. Well, all right. So the name of the book is called The Missing Element. It's finding the missing element in your life according to the system that Deborah teaches with the air, water, earth, fire, the Native American stemming system that she combines then with psychology and all of her other credentials to help people get to the root of the matter right away. Thank you so much for being
with
me.
That was so fun. You're good.
Aw.
No, you're
I love
deep.
What I do.
Well, you know what it is? I have this trick that when people don't blink and they really make eye contact, they're listening.
Oh, yeah.
And listening is the art in this life.
I know. I just happened to print this stuff out so small I can't see it, so I had to keep putting my glasses on. I'm like, what did this print so small for? But now I can look at you.
And my theory is that the words listen and silent have the same letters. And in order to really listen, you have to be silent and turn off the noises in your head. And you definitely do that. Most interviewers just keep on going. They don't listen.
Oh, no. This is my sanctuary. This is my oasis.
Is that why it's so hot in here?
Oh, my God. No, the freaking heat is broken. Okay, you guys need to donate to KPFK because the air is broken and we're in
Hawaii.
A sauna.
I'm pretending we're in Hawaii.
We're in a sauna here. It's public radio, folks.
You got to donate. You guys, we're running out of air conditioning.
Right. Exactly. All right. I'm going to sit in the sauna for a little while longer. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Yes. Pleasure was mine.
I hope I get to meet you again.
You will.